in the book of Sirach. It's in the Bible, it's in the Catholic Bible and the Orthodox, but in the regular Christian Bible it's called the Ecclesiastes. So in the book of Sirach, chapter 14, verses 14, but we're going to read it up to 16. This is what it says. Don't deny yourself a single day's happiness. If there's something you want to do and it is lawful, if it's legal, we don't say legal now, if it's legal, go ahead. Like we Americans will say, go ahead, knock yourself out. Someday, all that you have worked for will be divided up and given to others. Why? Because you would have left your body. Kaput, you are gone. You can't ask for dollars, where are you going? You can't say, I'm bringing my mansion. It's not going to work. So be generous, but also be willing to receive from others. Because some of us, we love to give. We give our last shot, but we can't, we have problem receiving. And like they would say when I was growing up, God is not going to physically descend to you and say, okay, here. God is going to use somebody to give to you. God is going to use you to give to yourself. So be generous, but also be willing to receive from others. Enjoy yourself. What did he say? Say, enjoy yourself. If you're not enjoying yourself, that's not God's problem. It's not even Baba Moses' problem. That is your issue. Enjoy yourself, for you will not find any pleasures in the world of the dead. Why? Because the dead, when they are gone, they don't feel illness or sickness or all of that. They don't desire chocolate. Although if they want, it will show up, you know. They don't need to go to Safeway to get it, because everything there is safe. So they are... their pleasures is very limited. The only pleasure that is everlasting that they enjoy is enjoying that presence of God, living in that presence. So just in case we do not understand what I have just said, from what I've just read, don't postpone joy. Make some time for your brain and your body to recuperate from the stress of life. Because on a daily basis, you might run into something you don't like, what somebody said on the radio or in the supermarket or just on your street. You might not even like the raccoon because he's trying to eat the figs from your tree. So whatever it may be, make some time for your brain to calm down and your body to recuperate from the stress of life, because that is just life. You may not even like what you just said. Find new ways to be more playful. But don't turn play into work. And Americans are noted for that. They don't know how to really enjoy their vacation. Then we got to work. Or if I don't work, something. No. Don't turn play into work. Let's be like the Europeans. Let go and let God. Now, I'm going to read more of that book of Sirach because it is a head spinner. so that we can all learn from it. And then I'm going to end up with a story. And I'm just going to skip the different verses. So don't forget Sirach chapter 14, verses 14 is the one that says, enjoy your life. Verse 1 says, happy are those whose mouth causes them no grief. When we talk out of tune and we, you know, not else, we should mind our own business. Happy are those whose mouth causes them no grief, those who are not stung by remorse for sin. Oh, I've been bad and all of that. No. Let it go. Whatever you've done, God is capable of transforming it. Don't hold on to it. Don't carry like your express suitcase that needs to pass the TSA checking point. Let it go. That way you'll be happy. Happy are those whose conscience does not reproach them. Those who have not lost hope. Wealth is not appropriate for the mean-spirited. And there's a good reason they said that. And wealth is not appropriate for the misers. What use is gold if you cannot share it? What they deny themselves, they collect for someone else. But if you are not satisfied, if we are not satisfied with what we have, remember Spirit saying, what is the guarantee that if I give you all the things you are asking for, maybe we last 1 second and we move on. We're never satisfied. Because whatever they deny themselves, they collect for someone else. They keep acquiring wealth to look at their bank balance like, oh, this is awesome, but they are not using it. Well, when they kaput, either the IRS will get some of it, and if they don't have anyone they've given it to, the government claims it. Or maybe their far-flung relative will say, well, I have a bloodline, and they will enjoy it to the last drop. And strangers will live sumptuously on their possessions. To whom will they be generous that are stingy with themselves and do not enjoy what is their own? None are worse than those who are stingy with themselves. Stingy. They punish their own greed. If ever they do good, it is by mistake. In the end, they reveal their meanness. Misers are evil people. They turn away and disregard others. Because all they want to do is acquire, 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 acquire. And they say, well, your neighbor needs something. You know you have the millions. You won't even give them $50. The greedy see their share as not enough. Greedy injustice dries up the soul. Because whenever we think we don't have enough, and we won't even take from the little that the other one has, that's injustice, and it dries up the soul. I didn't make it up. It's in the Bible. I'm just reading it. The eye of the miserly is rapacious for food, but there is none of it on their own table. Haven't you heard stories of people who you don't think they have? And yet they had plenty. So my son and daughters, if you have the means, treat yourself well and enjoy life as best as you can. Remember that death does not delay. He doesn't tell you because you haven't enjoyed yourself, I'm not coming. He's going to show up. And you have not been told the grave's appointed time. Nobody knows the exact time you're going to kaput. That's what he's saying. None of us. Before you die, be good to your friends. Give them a share in what you possess. That includes your relatives. It's not just your friends. Because we know people who treat others outside their family very well, and they are mean to their own family. And people say, are we talking about the same people? It's like, yeah, why are you so nice to the other one? But you treat your family like dirt, like crazy. So when he says, be good to your friend, it includes your families because they are your friends. Give them a share in what you possess. Do not deprive yourself of good things now. That's the verse we focused on. Or let a choice portion escape you. Will you not leave your riches to others and your earnings to be divided by lot? Give and take, treat yourself well. When you give, God has a way of responding to you. So you take. Don't say, oh Lord, no, I have enough. It's too much. That's God's own way. I had to learn that. The story of the lady who made me a quilt. Because what Spirit told was, right on. And I'm saying, I'm not a quilt person. No. I was going to say no. And Spirit said, do not say no. It's not about you. It's about me. Learn to receive. And after that, I've been learning to receive. Give and take, treat yourself well. For in hell, they didn't say hell, they say Sheol. In Sheol, there are no joys to seek. We know when the sun is so hot, most of us are trying to get into the air condition or get under. Yeah. So you can imagine if we go by the Christian word that hell is, you know, really fire. So what joy is in that? All flesh grows old like a garment. So don't wait. If God blessed you early in your life, enjoy. Don't wait till you say, until I'm old. The age law is everyone must die. Nobody escapes that. Even Prophet Elijah, he had to leave this earth, even though he didn't physically die. As with the leaves growing on a luxuriant tree, one falls off and another sprouts. So with the generations of flesh and blood, one dies and another flourishes. All human beings surely perish. The works they do follow after them. Happy are those who meditate on wisdom. Let that divine wisdom in you make you enjoy yourself and fix their gaze on knowledge. The knowledge that God wants to bless us abundantly for us to live good life. I will encourage us to go and read the rest of it. But we should remember, don't postpone joy. Don't deny yourself a single day of happiness. Now, I'm going to read us a story to let us know we are never too old to serve. And we're never too old for God to deliver us from whatever it is. But we must be prepared to enjoy life and to serve. People forget Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 when God told them to go and speak to Pharaoh. People always think Moses was that young, you know, 27 something. No, he was 80 years old. So whatever issues we have, that it's too late for me to enjoy life now. It's too late for me to be of service. Remember that. God doesn't care about our age. So if you've not enjoyed life up to now, start enjoying now. And here's a story. Two grandmothers from Texas. Well, we all know where Texas is. At least we've heard of it. Okay, some of us don't know where it is. Became media sensations recently. Well, recently is, you know, like a few years ago, maybe 2 years now, three. For completing a journey around the world in 80 days at the age of 81. The globe-trotting best friends of 23 years traveled to all seven continents. They started in Antarctica. They tangled in Argentina, rode camels in Egypt, and took a sleigh ride while at the North Pole. They visited 18 countries, including Zambia, India, Nepal, Bali, Japan, and Rome, and ended their trip in Australia. The duo said they hoped they had inspired future generations like you and I and the younger ones to enjoy traveling the world regardless of their age. So remember that they are 81, 82 or something like that. Now, which brings us back to Moses and Aaron. So in Exodus, we read about two octogenarians who were recruited by God for a different kind of adventures of a lifetime. He called Moses to go to Pharaoh and demand he free God's people from bondage. God sent Moses' older brother Aaron for support. See, they were going to enjoy themselves and see the presence of God. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. That is in Exodus 7, verse 7. This request will feel daunting at any age, but God had handpicked these brothers for this assignment, and they followed his instructions. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded them. Moses and Aaron had the honor of witnessing God deliver his people from more than 400 years of slavery. See, 400 years of slavery. So maybe you've done 50 years of denying yourself. You put yourself in slavery of not enjoying yourself. If God could deliver people out of 400 years, well, God can deliver you to get out of your mentality so that you can enjoy yourself. So at any age, don't deny yourself one day of happiness, of enjoying yourself. Because this man demonstrated that he can use us at any age, whether we're young or older. So follow God when he inspires you to travel, to do things that you say, oh, this is daunting for my age. Well, go hike a mountain. Get on a kayak. Whatever it is that Spirit is inspiring you to do on a daily basis, do not hesitate, thinking, oh, it's not my nature. Maybe God wants you to speak to somebody. Well, I'm so shy, I don't know. You don't know what gift is waiting for you with that person you speak to. Do not deny yourself the joy of God. Because that joy is in you enjoying yourself. Because God wants us to have a life more abundant. May the grace and power of the divine help us to enjoy the happiness and the great blessings that he wishes to bestow on us. Amen.